So Padre Pio knew so many things without even having studied them. How did he know all of these things? That's what we're going to investigate. Hello friends. On this channel, following Padre Pio, we take a look into the life of our great saint, Padre Pio, through a series of short stories. Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, a monk, he was a mystic, and he was a miracle worker. And do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. We do ask you to help us with our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our video, sharing the video with your friends and colleagues, subscribe to this channel too if you haven't already, and click that reminder bell thereafter. Now, Padre Pio, it seems, had the gift of introspection and also of clarity, seeing things clearly. But combined with this, he also had a gift of knowledge being poured into him directly from God himself. And this was not a knowledge acquired through studying and human effort, but it came, as we said, directly from God. So let's look at how people came to this conclusion. And here we're going to reference a Father Nello Castello, who had lived for many years in the same monastery as Padre Pio. And he heard Padre Pio say the following: "In my life, I have never studied to acquire culture." So he obviously studied religious things, but never other studies. And yet, Padre Pio was someone who knew so many things. Things that usually a monk would not have known. Father Nello said, "We saw around him, around Padre Pio, the most famous personalities of all of that generation and of all sorts of fields that come and visit Padre Pio. From the field of science, from medicine, Italian and foreign literature, business, politics, art, etc. They would all come to visit Padre Pio. And why? Well, they sought Padre Pio not just to confess to him, not just to confess their sins to him, but also they presented often very complicated and difficult problems to Padre Pio. And he would help them to see more clearly, and he would help them to make their vital decisions. In fact, they said they come there to seek his science and wisdom for their answers." And these people, as we know, come from many, many diverse backgrounds, from other continents, not just from Europe, from other continents around the world, all race groups, personality types, and diverse languages as well. It all come to see Padre Pio, and Padre Pio demonstrated that he was at home in any field of knowledge. Above all, he appeared to have the knowledge necessary to solve all of their human problems that were brought to him by these crowds and crowds of people over more than half a century. For instance, even without having studied engineering or architecture, Padre Pio was able to actively participate in the discussions on the construction of the Casa Solevio, that was the hospital that he built. And yet many experts at the time had said, "This is impossible, this project is not possible." And yet today, it stands as a monument to Padre Pio's faith. On one particular day, Father Nello asked Padre Pio directly what he thought of all of this knowledge. And here is the answer I got from him. And it's given in confidence, Padre Nello says. And Padre Pio told him, "I know and I see everything in him who is in me and around me." He's ascribing it all to Jesus. And yet with his own eyes, Padre Pio could see into the future, into the distance, and he could see the problems that were going to occur. He could see the consequences of this, and he also saw the solutions. And this applied both for problems in society and in the church itself. But all of this knowledge was given, of course, to him by God. So everything was just kind of poured into Padre Pio, who lived in him and through him and was with us in this special way. And so the conclusion is that Padre Pio had this tremendous gift of knowledge and wisdom, and it was in an exceptional degree. And we do ask you to enroll your Mass prayer intentions. We have a Mass celebrated every Friday. We bring your intentions there to Padre Pio, and we also bring Padre Pio's intentions for us to this Mass. Please do enroll. You can see the video on the end screen how to do that. You can also go to the link in the video description below. If you have not already, then do like our video, share it with your friends and colleagues, and subscribe to our channel.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo e dello Spirito Santo, e così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria, oggi e...